And that's Alanis Morissette here on Live 89.5. And Head Over Heels, the title of that track. And I'm Head Over Heels to have some guests in for a Friday afternoon. Introduce to you Chef Dietmar, the executive chef of the JW Marriott. Chef Dietmar, how are you?
Very well, very well. Very busy, all good.
Yeah, you were saying just then, it's very busy. Go on, tell us about what's going on.
So first of all, Jason, thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Then we're doing the next part of our culinary road, 2016. And I brought in Chef Eddie from Hong Kong, who cooks the finest French fine dining food currently served in Phuket, and I want to hand it over to him. Yeah, he can talk all about the menu and what's going on. It starts tonight and it goes all the way through Tuesday night in Andaman Grill, JW Marriott Resort and Spa. Eddie?
Excellent.
Hi. Hi, Eddie. Welcome to the program. How are you doing?
Very good, very good.
Okay, great. So tell us, give us a bit of background, Eddie. Where do you come from? What's happened to get you up to this special event here at JW Marriott?
Okay, I'm from Hong Kong, local Hong Kong Chinese. And this time I come here to, I did two menu, actually, to all my signature dish from my three restaurants. Yeah, I have three restaurants in Hong Kong. So one is a French restaurant. We call it Pie for Kitchen. Pie for Kitchen means low a la carte, just have tasting menu. So I have one is French, the other one is Italian, and then one noodle shop. So I put all the signature dish on the menu.
Yep. Okay, so very, very passionate sort of like areas of the world you've taken the style of cooking from. How did this come about from being in Hong Kong? How did you get into that style of cooking, like the European sort of countries?
Actually, I start my cooking, my basic cooking all from France, Italian and French, actually. And then in Hong Kong, which quite popular for those fine dining and casual dining. So all my cuisine is mixed. I mean, I have some casual dining, some fine dining, and then because in Hong Kong we have the best ingredients. Of course, in here also I can use a lot of good ingredients, especially those seafood and vegetable, which is really nice in here.
Fantastic. Yeah. So you're using some of the produce that you wouldn't use originally, sort of like. So how are you finding everything you need? Because, I mean, you're working with some of the best. You've got Chef Dietmar at your side there. So how are you finding being here in Phuket and cooking?
Actually, Chef Dietmar invited me. Actually, last year. We talked about it last year to come here. And in Hong Kong, we are very busy. But now it's start after Christmas and New Year, it is low season. So I have a very short time and then come to here to help Chef Dietmar and also to promote the restaurant and my restaurant and the hotel.
Yeah. And this is the thing, because you're sort of seen as a celebrity chef now, isn't it?
Okay, Ken.
I know it's probably hard to say that for yourself, but how does that feel being known? Because a lot of chefs that I've met before, they kind of they prefer to just be in the kitchen and not be seen as this sort of like as a celebrity. But nowadays, it's kind of like a modern way of celebrity, isn't it? How has it all changed the way of cooking and everything?
Actually, be a second. Celebrity chef is not easy, actually, because a lot of people know you. The behavior, we have to be very good, be good, okay? Of course, but I enjoy the kitchen, and I enjoy talk to my customer and also talk to other people. In Hong Kong, I also have my TV show, sometimes on radio, and I have I need to do article every week for those magazine, and which is I like to communicate with the customer, with the people, which is really enjoy. Yeah.
Well, I guess this is it. It's, we say celebrity, but I guess it just in the cooking way, in the chef's world, it's more just means popular, doesn't it? Because people want to know more about you, your style, and I guess your influence and how you kind of like, if they taste your food in your restaurant, they want to know a little bit more about that. So you have a busy schedule with this, yeah?
Yeah, very busy. But for me, as a chef, now chef or celebrity chef, the most important is, back to the basic, the cooking is the most important. You know, firstly, we need to know how to cook. Yeah, not just talk. We have to cook. The customer, the guests, the people, they taste it. They know they know you're only talk or real chef, you know.
Yeah, can you talk the talk, but can you walk the walk as well and go into the kitchen and make it all?
Yeah, we need to work, you know, work hard, you know.
So this brings us to what you're doing here at the JW Marriott in Phuket up in Maikau. And so this is a special event that's going on till Tuesday. As Chef Dimar said, it's already starting tonight. It was a special press dinner last night, which was very busy, I do believe.
Yes, and well, very busy yesterday.
And how did all that go? Run us through some of the dishes and so that are on the menu that people can expect when they get up there.
For example, I like to cook in here, and because those ingredients is so good, especially those vegetables. And then my signature dish is the salmon confit, a piece of salmon cooked in the goose fat, 48 degrees for 20 minutes. So the salmon will melt in your mouth when you enjoy it. Mm. And lots of them, they thought it is raw. Firstly, they thought this is raw. How come salmon uncooked? Actually, it's cooked because it's
like yes, but it feels a bit like a salmon tartare or something like that.
No, it's like a salmon steak, but very tender, melting your mouth.
Oh, it sounds amazing. It sounds very nice. You didn't bring any samples, did you, with you? I'll have to come and check it out at the JW Marriott. So that's the salmon dish. What about some of the others you were saying about the many hours cooked beef?
Yeah, I have the other dish is the main course. We have a 12-hour slow-cooked beef cheek.
Oh, the beef cheek, nice, beef cheek. Yeah, okay.
And then slow roast beef tenderloin, due of beef, actually. One plate, you can have a beef tenderloin, and then you can enjoy the beef cheek together.
Nice. Yeah. So is it a set menu kind of thing? Two set menus. So so anyone who's listening can arrive at the JW Marriott, obviously reserve beforehand. So once they arrive, then they can select there, or do you select in advance?
When they arrive, I will be there actually, talk to the customer, introduce the menu, and recommend my menu, and let them choose.
Oh, fantastic. And is it kind of like everyone has to be there at a certain time? Is it? No, it's sort of like you can come along and you'll meet each table. This is the kind of style, yeah? Okay, fantastic. So for anyone who wants to, let's get some details from Chef Dietmar as well, if they want to get in touch with you or if they want to reserve tables at the JW Marriott at the restaurant, then how do they do that?
Okay, to go quickly a little bit into the ingredients, anything from lamb, beef, lobsters, scallops from Japan, beautiful desserts, a nice bisque. You can have a blue crab risotto, the best blue crabs we have here in Phuket, right?
Blue crab risotto?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that sounds amazing. This is making me too hungry, guys. I shouldn't have you in the studio.
Yeah, we have one menu which is entirely seafood. We have one menu, as Chef Eddie just said, very slow cooked meat and a beautiful lobster tartare with a little bit caviar on top. So the best ingredients, and we make sure you get the best food on your plate. So if you would like to reserve, just call the JW Marriott Phuket Resort and Spa, ask for Andaman Grill. This is then they will connect you to our reservation desk. We'll make a booking. Andaman Grill has limited seats, so we have only about 40 tables. So yeah, and we were very busy and very full last night, and we hope it continues tonight.
Excellent. Well, I wish you the best of luck with this menu. This sounds like incredible, very decadent, very very special. Something not just for your regular sort of like.
You can't smell the truffles. I can.
I want to smell them though. Okay, so that's fantastic. And Chef Eddie, while you're here, what else are you going to be doing? Like, I mean, I know you're going to be very busy, but are you going to have some time to go around Phuket?
I really want, but I think it will be full house. But in the morning, every day, I wake up a little bit earlier. Then I take, because the hotel is so beautiful with the beach, then I take some swim, then relax, and then take some spa. Sometimes take 2-hour break for the spa, and then work again.
Well, this is the thing about JW Marriott. You've got everything there. It's a beautiful big place as well, isn't it? And I was going to say, because obviously as a chef, you'll want to get in touch with the culture and the actual dishes from not only Thailand, but Phuket. There's a lot of special dishes here. But then again, I was going to say, Chef Dietmar and the team, you've probably got some of the best Thai chefs up there as well for you to find out some of the tips and find out how to cook that. So have you been eating some of the food in the JW Marriott in the Thai restaurants as well?
Yeah, I have some. First night I tried, which is really nice, the food. But for me, two spices. I'm not spicy.
You're not a spicy eater. That's not your preference. Yeah, you go for lovely, rich food.
I love Thai food.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Okay, well, Chef Eddie, thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedule, because I know that you'll be putting a lot of effort and energy into this special event. And I wish you every success with being here and with your event.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. And Chef Dietmar, thank you very, very much for coming in. Have you got anything else? Because you've got so many things going on at the JW Marriott. Obviously, this is the big special thing till Tuesday.
This is the big special thing till Tuesday, and then our regular high season comes in. I mean, we have a total of 14 F&B outlets. But the next big thing is then Chef Deegan, who is the Iron Chef Judge from Indonesia, and he's doing an Indonesian promotion with me for 1 week in March. But more to come on this channel, I promise.
Excellent. And can we just quickly talk, because I'm very impressed with your Japanese Sunday brunch as well. This is something that's going on. It's already been going on since December. I think this. I've already been hearing fantastic things about this. For anyone who doesn't know, just give a little explanation about that as well.
Well, basically, every Sunday, from 11 o'clock until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we serve all our signature dishes. The full sushi counter is open, tons of rolls, the three teppans are open, anything from noodles over the finest beef, lamb, etc. The chefs are cooking fresh tempuras, a small Japanese dessert selection. You can use our pools, our facilities, the kids club, whatever you prefer. So basically, if you're like me, if I'm a father and I barely have time to enjoy a lunch, we go there, we take our daughter,
the kids are taken care of,
our daughter in the kids club. Daughter happy, we are happy, having a good time, and afterwards we are relaxing on the pool.
Excellent. Chilling in Phuket on a Sunday, the best thing to do. Okay, so that's fantastic. So for people who are wanting to go to this special event, it's going to be at the Andaman Grill at the JW Marriott till Tuesday. Times are?
We're starting at 6:30 and last order is at 10 p.m.
Excellent. 6:30 till 10 p.m. Get in touch with the guys, reserve yourself a table and treat yourselves, because it will be a fantastic evening to be beheld. Okay, thank you guys for coming in, and good luck with your future and with your future dishes and cooking.
And tell me when you want to come, Jason.
I would love to come. We'll talk about that off the mic right now. Okay, thank you. Kafka Michael, thank you.
Thank you.